Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be learning Dirayamim Aleph Perek Vav, the sixth chapter in the first book of Dirayamim. To date, we've been dealing with the chapters which deal with the lineage, the families of Israel, from the times of creation all the way through to the times of David HaMelech and beyond. And so our focus in this Perek is going to be the Levim, the tribe of Levi. It is 66 psukim long, so it's a long Perek, but there are a lot of lists which are to be grouped into various different subsections. Let's take a look at the Perek as a whole, and then we'll look at some basic comments. The first 15 psukim, Aleph to Yutes Vav, are really dealing with the three different parts of the family of Levi, and they are Gershom, Kahas, and Merari. It's worthwhile noting, as the Bar Binah points out, that in fact this is not in order of age, as they're listed here. This is rather in age of the importance of what they carry as well. It's also worthwhile noting in this list of different children of each of these three families that the names which should ring a bell is Elkanah. Elkanah is going to be an important family as he is the father of Shmuel Hanavi. We move into the next section, which is Psukim Tes Zion to Lamed Beis. In this section, we hear about the singers, what's called the Meshorerim, who are serving in the Beis Hamikdash. As we know, the Levim are divided up into two sections, which are Sho'arim, the gatekeepers, and Meshorerim, those who are singers. It is described now about the singers that David HaMelech established from the times of the resting of the Aaron. So remember that when David HaMelech came to power, the Mishkan was in a state of destruction. There was the Bama Gedola, there was a large Mizbeach in Givon, and there was the Aaron which he was able to reclaim and be able to settle in Yerushalayim. When this happened, he set up these watches of Levim to serve in the presence of the Korbanos, and this is a description of them. There are three families which are focused on here: Haman, Asaph, and Eitan. These are also names which we do see appear in Tehillim. These are people who contributed to the authorship of Tehillim among the 10 authors. It is worthwhile noting that there are 24 generations noted here, which matches the 24 generations we saw at the end of the last parak about the lineage of Kohanim, all the way from Aaron till the times of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And it seems that there's special attention in this section is given to Haman and his generations, and the reason being is, as is explicit in the Psukim, is he is the grandson of Shmuel, of Shmuel Hanavi, and Shmuel seems to be a big focus here, Shmuel as being really one of the leaders of all the prophets in history, and also being the one who coronated both Shaul and David HaMelech. The dynasty of David is very central to the book of Divrei Hayomim. So that seems to be an important aspect of this as well. It is worthwhile noting that as we go forward, we should try to keep track of the attention given to Shmuel at this time and his being earmarked for greatness throughout these lists. We then hear about in Psukim Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet the Avoida of the Levim. Achehim ha-Levim, their brothers, the brethren, they are given la'chol avodas mishkan beis elokim, all the different types of avoda in the mishkan. And we hear about them, how the Kohanim, on the one hand, would do all the ketores and the sacrifices and those things and so on. And the reason that this section is important, these two psukim, Lamed Gimel to Lamed Dalet, is important, as the Dat Mikra points out, is because the role of the Levim at the times of the fixed Beis Hamikdash changed than it was in the times of the desert or the movable Mishkan. When the Mishkan was moving, a lot of the responsibilities of the Levim was simply logistical in terms of covering and carrying and so on. But when it comes to the Mishkan and the Migdash, which is now in a permanent structure in place, that their role is very much auxiliary to the Kohanim are doing the main role, the main job, which is what is indicated here. We then hear about the different families. So we hear about the line of Levim from Elazar. So we hear about the Elazar, Pinchas, Avishua, Buki, Uzi, Zerachia, Merayos, Amariah, Achituv, Tzadok, and Achimatz. So we hear about this particular line of the line of Elazar's Levim. As this section. Then we hear in Psukim Lamates to Memhei about the cities of the Kohanim. Now, notice that there are cities of Levim and there are cities of Kohanim. In this section, we're told about the cities of the Kohanim. In fact, we're listed by name There is a list of 9 cities which are given here, and included in this are the cities of, which we should take note of, the cities of Hebron, Beit Shemesh, and Anasos. Anasos was the city where Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who was also a Kohen, emerges from, just in terms of noticing some of these names. At the end of the section, it does describe Kol Areim Shloish Esrei Ir. There were 13 cities, which means that a number of them are not mentioned by name here as well. Another interesting note to actually take note of is that although Hebron is an Ir Kohanim, the area around it was given to Kalev ben Yefune. Obviously, this was promised to him because of his visiting the Ma'aras Machpelah as he was a spy when entering into the land of Israel. We now here, we shift from the cities of the Kohanim to the cities of Levium, from Memvov to Nun. We hear now about Kahas, who has 10 cities in Chatzishev Menashe, Gershom has 13 cities in Yisachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Menashe, and Merari has 12 cities in Reuven, Gad, and Zulun. So we're told the areas of where these different cities belong, and the remainder of the cities are in these areas of Binyamin, Yehuda, and Shimon. So we hear sort of about the spread of where these different cities are across the areas. And then the remaining section of the Perek is really actually giving the names to many of the cities mentioned. So like in Psukim Nun Aleph to Nun Hey, we hear about the Kahas cities by name, Shechem, Gezer, Yokma'am, Choron, Ayalon, Rimon, Aner, and Bilam are the ones cities which are given in the area of Ephraim to Kahas. We hear about the cities of Gershom from Sukkim, Nunvov to Samach Aleph. We hear about Golan, Ashtaros, Kedesh, Dovras, Ramos, Onim, Moshul, Avdon, Echukok, Rechoiv, Kedesh, Chamon, and Kiryasayim. So you hear about all these cities which are by name in this area. And finally, the cities of Merari closes off the parak from Pesukim Samach Beis to Samavah. We hear about the cities Rimonoi, Tavor, Betzer, Yotza, Kedemois, Mephas, Ramois, Machanaim, Cheshbon, and Yazir. These are on Transjordan areas as well, as we saw. So this parak really sort of lays out the family lineage and then the cities as well. A number of things to think about Begadol in general in this parak. Is first of all, we notice that Yaakov Avinu cursed the Shimon and Levi, Afitzei Achalkem bi Yaakov, Afitzei bi Israel. He took away their Nachla, which is why Shimon's portion became subsumed in that of Yehuda, and Levi never really got his own portion. Levi was scattered among the different areas in Israel, and as we know famously, he had 48 cities. Well, really, it was actually 42 cities, and there were 6 Ari Miklat. Noting that many of the cities of the Levium would act also as Ari Miklat themselves, the cities of refuge, with 1 or 2 small details of difference. And therefore, this is what we're mapping out here. It is also worthwhile noting that of the 48 cities, the 13 of them are actually the cities of the Kohanim, as was noted early on in this parak, which is worthwhile noting. That's a pretty interesting ratio. The Kohanim are a much smaller subsection of the Levium, yet they have a significant amount of the cities of the Levium. That's worthwhile noting in terms of numbers as well. It's also worthwhile noting that we can take the lists of these cities in these areas and contrast it to Yoshua Perek Chof Aleph, where we hear about these cities of the Levium, which are mapped out. And there are a number of discrepancies. How do we resolve the discrepancies? So a number of approaches are suggested by the Mephoshim as they go pasuk by pasuk. One example is they could say, well, the names are actually different names for the same city. So it may be, you know, Kiryat Arba and Hebron, you know, it could be just the sort of same area, actually different annotation. It could also be that we're referring to different time periods. There could have been different stages. At the beginning, there could have been one way, and then it shifted at different times. In fact, the Diet Mekra points out that if you look at the cities that are described in Yoshua, many of the cities of the Levium are actually near borders, and it could be that the Israel ultimately used the Levium to settle them as a flank, to sort of be a safeguard for their strength. You know, coming back to the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Levi, Barech Hashem Cheloi, Hashem will bless his army or his substance, Upal Yadav Tetzer, and in favor of his undertakings, Machatz Mosnaim, Komavu Masanov, Minikumun, smite the loins of his foes and let his enemies rise no more. Part of that could mean that he was used as a stalwart, as a barrier between the enemies. That could also mean that there were certain exiles of the Levium from the cities that they were protecting, which meant to say that during the period of Shoftim, where Israel lost a lot of territory from the various different skirmishes and different subjugations, it could mean that the Levium had to shift around, yielding the list in Direi Yamim, which is now, so to speak, the more sophisticated list of what happened afterwards, after the everything shifted around. So, for example, when we see in in Perek Yud Zayin in Sefer Shoftim, we hear about this man who's wandering the countryside and becomes the priest for the shrine of Micha. We hear about Vayelecha Ish Me'ir Beis Lechem Yehuda Lagur Ba'asher Yimtza. He's looking around. This is a lady who's looking for a city to find. Why is he wandering around? It could be because that the Levian themselves had a certain degree of transience in this period and stage, and that's now indicated as we see this shifting list over here. This gives us a little bit of a perspective of the Levian. So now, to date, what we've done now is we have looked at Yehuda primarily. We've looked at Shimon as ancillary to Yehuda. We looked at Reuven, Gad, and Chatzisher ben Asher, that's the Transjordan side, and then the Kohanim and the Levim. So this is really what Dira Yamim has given us up to now, and Be'ezrat Hashem will continue as we move on tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.